Bob in Oregon. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
What I have is I have a gable roof that is going into an existing roof that is going into another gable of the new building. I want to know how to flash it where the roof line meets the new gable.
Yeah, and so anytime you have an intersecting roof section like that, there's a couple of ways to flash it. But the best thing is there's a product from Grace, which is a flexible flashing material. And you would put down ice and water shield, and then you would put the flashing material on top of that, and then you would roof over that.
Well, now, on this existing building, I wasn't going to put a new roof.
Well, what you have to do is you have to pull up a few shingles to make the intersection then.
Okay, so how far back do I need to go back on those
old shingles? About 3 feet, 2 to 3 feet, because you want to make sure that you get that intersection done just right.
All right. I think that, and how tall is the flashing itself that goes up against the gable?
The flashing itself, you know, it can kind of work its way up the wall. So it can go up about 12 inches.
Okay. Well, I think that'll work then.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.